Testament reading for the 15th Sunday after Trinity is written in 1 Kings chapter 17. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, "Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." And she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth." And she went and did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is written in Galatians chapters 5 and 6. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. But the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. But let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon for the 15th Sunday after Trinity is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? For the text. Materialism is the philosophy that teaches you unbiblical fairy tales, such as the belief that everything spontaneously came from nothing, that all life forms evolve from lower life forms, no matter how complex the DNA, and in spite of scientific observation of how mutations really work. Materialism is the source of abortion on demand. It's the source of the disposability of the elderly, the handicapped, the poor, and the ill. Materialism reduces human life to a price tag. Materialism teaches you that all that exists can be seen, measured, cataloged, and even bought and sold, just as Planned Parenthood has been selling the body parts of living fetuses that they murder. This worldview of materialism denies love. It denies the hope of eternal life. It denies the Creator. Materialism is a hopeless and ultimately death-based worldview. It reduces all of mankind into blobs of accidental proteins. And promoting this as true, it then entices you to spend your few miserable years scurrying after toys, money, and possessions. For according to this materialistic worldview, those are the only things that matter anyway. But thanks be to the blessed Lord who calls you out of the darkness of materialism and into the marvelous light of his revealed truth, revealing to you that you are creatures of the Creator, who in spite of your sins loves you and redeems you. The Creator who richly and daily provides you with all that you need questions, you ought to reject the materialistic worldview and its empty and depressing lifestyle of scurrying after and worrying about mere stuff. God Almighty speaks to you. He says, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? And those two little words, more than, the Lord exposes the shallow myth of materialism. There is more to the universe than meets the eye, more than can be measured with experiments and scientific instruments, more than can be placed in a jar in a museum or statistically bought at a price from the local murdering shop of human life, which exists closer to you than you even know. Since there is God, and since God is love, and since God created you with bodies and souls, which He desires to save, then you are indeed of more value than even the birds that your Heavenly Father feeds. And this is why the Lord tells you not to worry about food. Life is more than food, and certainly more than worrying about where the money will come from to pay for it. Originally created in God's image, and having been given dominion over the earth, you are certainly to expect much more than the plants of the earth, which God adorns so magnificently with flowers, taking care even to clothe the grasses of the field. The Lord, however, in His mercy and care, rightfully scolds your sinful flesh. He rightfully scolds you for your little faith. For through that little faith, anxiety dominates. Anxiety displays a misplaced faith. Faith in material, in matter, in stuff, in money, in mammon is displayed over against faith in your Creator, in your Redeemer, in your Sanctifier. Faith in the One who loves you, who hears your prayers and promises to feed and clothe you unto eternity. For ultimately, dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is your food, and Jesus is your clothing. You are fed by the Word of God and by the Holy Sacrament. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. You live on the flesh and blood of the crucified one, the one who fully atoned for your sins, for you live and live eternally by virtue of the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus is also your clothing. He is the cover of your shame and nakedness. The crucified Lord Jesus is the one all-availing sacrifice, the one who made satisfaction and atoned for the sins of the world, the one offered as the perfect oblation for every man, woman, and child, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world, whose perfection covers the shame of all of your sins, including your sins of attempting to mix materialism and Christianity. Now, do not confuse materialism with material, dear friends. Materialism is evil and sinful. Material, however, as the Lord teaches in the very first two chapters of Genesis, is good. In fact, created matter is very good. And there's nothing inherently wrong about money, big houses, automobiles, and creature comforts. For as the Lord teaches elsewhere, you do need these material things, especially those things of which your catechism reminds you when you pray the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer. For when you pray it, God is bringing you to realize how He takes care of you through food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all that you have. The Lord assures you that His Father and your Father knows that you need them all. So instead of worrying, you ought to pray and rejoice that you even know to pray. Instead of having mammon master you, bringing you to serve money, you, by the grace of God, are to let money serve you. And being a Christian, it serves the Lord. Instead of finding your self-worth and value in material things, which would then make it materialism, by the grace of God, remember that God created you and redeemed you by the flesh and blood of Jesus on the cross. And that material is the highest good and is created to serve you for your highest good. By the grace of God, remember that the Lord has called you by the gospel, has enlightened you with His gifts, has sanctified and kept you in the true faith, which means that He's kept you and continues keeping you, believing in the atoning merits of Jesus Christ alone. This is why the Lord implores you to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When you, by the grace of God, are brought to not choose material things over God, the material things are, ironically, added to you from God. Because as Christians, you're brought to view Christ's righteousness as everything. And anything else that is added unto you is viewed as blessings from God. Of course, the Lord's exhortation is easier said than done. Everything the Lord says is easier said than done. Why? Because the sinful nature craves and covets that which you don't need. Sinful flesh is a simple lack of faith. It drives you to hoard, to gorge, and to refuse to share. Sinful flesh demands fulfillment in mammon, stuff, and spurns the eternal and unseen things of God as useless. Sinful minds fret and worry as if the Lord does not provide for you even better than he provides for birds and fields. Instead of being anxious, by the grace of God, be in prayer. Instead of looking around to see what you can gain, by the grace of God, look around to see what you can give away. Instead of joining the world in the materialistic lie, by the grace of God, commune with God in his eternal truth. The truth that there is more than mere material, and that you are of more value than the sum of the molecules and atoms in your bodies. The reason you are of more value is because there is more to existence than meets the eye. Where you see a sinner in your neighbor, where you should first see a sinner in the mirror, the Lord, as he sees faith within you, sees a saint. Where you see anxiety, the Lord sees a call for you to repent and rely on him. Where you see yourselves as lacking faith, as being of less value than a bird, or worth less than a flower on a field, the Lord sees a person who had their sins atoned for by the death of his only begotten Son. The Lord desires that faith receive and cling to those atoning merits alone. In this fallen world, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And although tomorrow will be anxious for itself, nevertheless, you are not condemned to a shallow and unsatisfying life of chasing material and of being anxious about tomorrow. No, indeed, for you cannot serve two masters. Thanks be to God that he is your one true master. Thanks be to God that he provides for you spiritually, graciously, materially, and completely.